Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. Home Minister Amit Shah chairs a review meeting on left-wing extremism in New Delhi, says lowest level of violence and deaths recorded in 2022 in last 4 decades. Relief and rescue operation in full swing in flood-affected Sikkim. Centre approves disaster assistance of around 45 crore rupees for the state. Iran's human rights activist Narges Mohammadi awarded 2023 Nobel Peace Prize. In Hangzhou Asian Games in China, India's medal tally climbs to all-time high of 95, including 22 gold, 34 silver and 39 bronze. Indian men's hockey team wins gold. And in men's ODI World Cup, Pakistan sets a winning target of 287 runs before Netherlands at Hyderabad. Home Minister Amit Shah today said success has been achieved in curbing left-wing extremism in the last few years and this fight has now reached a decisive phase. He chaired a review meeting on left-wing extremism in New Delhi. Chief ministers, deputy chief ministers and other concerned officials of left-wing extremism affected states also attended the meeting. In his address, the Home Minister said as a result of the government's zero-tolerance policy, the lowest level of violence and deaths has been recorded in 2022 in the last 4 decades. There has been a decline of more than 52% in left-wing extremism-related violence between 2014 and 2023, compared to the period from 2005 to 2014. Mr. Shah said under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi and the cooperation of all the states affected by left-wing extremism, major successes have been achieved against it in 2022 and 2023. He said this is the year of taking resolution to completely eliminate left-wing extremism in the next 2 years. Mr. Shah said vacuum areas have been shrinking since 2019 and 195 new camps of CAPFs have been established. He added that 44 new camps will be established in affected areas. Sikkim Chief Minister Prem Singh Tamang has said rescue operations are underway in full swing and relief teams are making all efforts towards ensuring that the displaced families are put on the path to normalcy at the earliest. The Chief Minister also visited disaster-affected areas today. The Chief Minister announced an ex gratia of 4 lakh rupees to the families of the deceased. The Chief Minister announced an immediate relief of 2,000 rupees each to those who are being sheltered in the relief camps in the area. Meanwhile, the centre has constituted an inter-ministerial central team to make an assessment of damages caused due to flash floods in Sikkim. The Union Home Ministry said the team will visit the affected areas of the state shortly and based on its assessment, further additional central assistance to Sikkim will be approved. The centre also approved the release of around 45 crore rupees disaster assistance to the flood-affected Sikkim. The devastating flash flood also claimed 26 lives, the State Disaster Management Department said. 142 people, including army personnel, are missing. More than 1,100 houses are severely damaged and over 2,400 people have been rescued. Union Minister Nitin Gadkari has approved standards for the construction of bus bodies which shall be uniformly applicable to both original equipment manufacturers, OEMs, and bus body builders. In a social media post, Mr. Gadkari said this step will pave the way for further improvements in the quality of buses in India with a primary focus on ensuring passenger safety during contingency. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the 9th G20 Parliamentary Speakers Summit P20 in New Delhi on the 13th of this month. The two-day P20 summit will be held at the newly constructed India International Convention and Expo Centre, Yashobhoomi, in Dwarka. Briefing the media in New Delhi today about the summit, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla said 25 speakers, 10 deputy speakers, along with 50 members of parliament, among others, will participate in this global event.
इस सम्मेलन में G20 देशों की संसदें और उसके आमंत्रित देशों की संसदें और उसके अलावा अफ्रीकन पैन इंडिया की संसद के वर्तमान पीठासीन अधिकारी इस सम्मेलन में आएंगे। ये सम्मेलन में करीबन 25 पीठासीन अधिकारी, 10 वाइस प्रेसिडेंट और 50 से ज्यादा सांसद इस P20 सम्मेलन में आएंगे।
The Prime Minister has expressed pain at the loss of lives due to a fire mishap in Mumbai's Goregaon. In a social media post, he announced that an ex-gratia of 2 lakh rupees will be given from the Prime Minister's National Relief Fund to the next of kin of each deceased. The injured would be given 50,000 rupees. Maharashtra Chief Minister Eknath Shinde has said that proper treatment is being provided to patients who were injured in the Goregaon fire incident early this morning. Speaking to reporters after visiting the injured at Balasaheb Thackeray Trauma Care Centre in Mumbai, Mr. Shinde said all patients are stable and out of danger. 7 persons, including 2 minors, lost their lives after a major fire broke out at a 7-storey residential building in the Mumbai suburb of Goregaon. The Ministry of Electronics and IT has issued notices to social media intermediaries X, YouTube and Telegram to remove child sexual abuse material CSAM from their platforms in India. The notices served to these platforms emphasize the importance of prompt and permanent removal or disabling of access to any CSAM on their platforms. They also call for the implementation of proactive measures such as content moderation algorithms and reporting mechanisms to prevent the dissemination of CSAM in the future. The Election Commission today organized a briefing meeting for general, police and expenditure observers in New Delhi for the assembly elections in Mizoram, Chhattisgarh, Madhya Pradesh, Rajasthan and Telangana. Addressing the meeting, Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar directed the Commission's observers to ensure a level playing field by working in a coordinated manner to ensure free, fair and inducement-free elections. Around 1,180 officials attended the session. The Election Commission today heard both factions of Nationalist Congress Party, NCP, over their claims to the party's name and poll symbol, clock. One faction is led by Sharad Pawar and the other one by Maharashtra Deputy Chief Minister Ajit Pawar. This is the first hearing of the dispute in front of the poll body. On Monday, both sides will again meet the Commission. Crisis in the party came up after the faction led by Ajit Pawar had rebelled against NCP leader Sharad Pawar and moved the poll panels taking claim to the party name and symbol. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts. The Reserve Bank of India Governor Shaktikant Das-led Monetary Policy Committee, MPC, has decided unanimously to keep the policy repo rate unchanged at 6.5%. This is the fourth time in a row that the MPC has decided to maintain the status quo on the repo rate. The repo rate is the interest rate at which the RBI lends money to commercial banks. The decision was taken during the three-day MPC meeting of the RBI, which began on Wednesday. Announcing the bi-monthly monetary policy today, the RBI governor said the decision was taken after a detailed assessment of the evolving macroeconomic and financial developments and the outlook. He said the RBI will remain focused on withdrawal of accommodation to tame inflation and support growth.
It decided unanimously to keep the policy repo rate unchanged at 6.5%. Consequently, the standing deposit facility rate remains at 6.25% and the marginal standing facility, that is MSF rate and bank rate, at 6.7%. The MPC also decided by a majority of 5 out of 6 members to remain focused on withdrawal of accommodation to ensure that inflation progressively aligns to the target while supporting growth.
The RBI governor said the central bank has also retained the real gross domestic product GDP forecast for financial year 2023-24 at 6.5%. Similarly, the consumer price index based inflation for financial year 2023-24 is projected at 5.4%. As the deadline to exchange or deposit 2,000 rupee banknotes nears, the Reserve Bank has said about 3.37% of the currency notes worth 12,000 crore rupees still remain in circulation. Speaking to reporters in Mumbai today, RBI Governor Shaktikant Das said notes worth about 3.43 lakh crore rupees have returned to the system. While 87% of these have come as bank deposits, the rest have been exchanged over the counter. The total value of 2,000 rupee banknotes in circulation was 3.56 lakh crore rupees on 19th May 2023, the date on which RBI decided to withdraw the banknote. The Reserve Bank has proposed to include the beneficiaries of PM Vishwakarma scheme under the Payments Infrastructure Development Fund, PIDF scheme. In a statement regarding various developmental and regulatory policy measures issued from Mumbai today, the RBI says the decision is expected to give a fillip to its efforts towards promoting digital transactions at the grassroots level. Iranian human rights activist Nargis Mohammadi has been awarded the Nobel Peace Prize 2023 for her fight against the oppression of women. She remains in jail as she becomes the 19th woman to win the Nobel Peace Prize. She is among the leading human rights activists in Iran. Ms. Mohammadi has been arrested 13 times, convicted 5 times, sentenced to a total of 31 years in prison and got 154 lashes. The Norwegian Nobel Committee has decided to award Nargis Mohammadi for her fight against the oppression of women in Iran and her fight to promote human rights and freedom for all. In Syria, the death toll has risen to 100 in a drone attack on a Syrian military college that took place in Homs province this morning. The drone attack took place during a graduation ceremony. Health Minister Hassan al-Ghabash said civilians, including 6 children and military personnel, were among those killed. The death toll is expected to rise further. There is no immediate claim of responsibility for the attack. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres has expressed deep concern about the Homs drone strike and reports of retaliatory shelling in northwest Syria. Union Minister Anurag Singh Thakur has said the BJP government has written a new chapter of development in the country. Addressing the intellectuals' conferences in Katni and Rewa in Madhya Pradesh today, Mr. Thakur said in the Asian Games, players are making historic performances and displaying the glory of the tricolour. At the Hangzhou Asian Games in China, India amassed a total of historic 95 medals, including 22 gold, 34 silver and 39 bronze. India is currently in fourth place in the medal tally. This is the country's best ever performance at the Asian Games. Here is a report.
The athletes had a fantastic day today, winning medals in hockey, bridge, sepak takra, archery and wrestling. With this, the Indian contingent today added 1 gold, 2 silver and 6 bronze to their medals tally. The Indian men's hockey team bagged the first gold medal of the day, defeating Japan 5-1. It was a dominant performance from the Indian team, who led 3-0 at halftime. The Japanese team tried to make a comeback in the second half, but India was too strong for them. In bridge, the men's team claimed silver against Hong Kong in the finals. Earlier, in archery, the men's recurve team grabbed a silver medal, losing to South Korea in the finals, whereas the women's team clinched bronze after defeating Vietnam in the playoff. In sepak takra, the Indian women's team held bronze after losing to Thailand in the semi-finals. In wrestling, India won 3 bronze medals. Sonam bagged bronze in the women's freestyle 62 kg category. Kiran Bishnoi secured bronze in the women's freestyle 76 kg category. And Aman bagged bronze in the men's freestyle 57 kg category. In a shocking turn of events, Bajrang Punia bowed out without a medal.
In cricket, Pakistan has set a target of 287 runs for Netherlands in their opening match of Men's ODI World Cup in Hyderabad. Pakistan were all out for 286 in 49 overs. In reply, Netherlands were 202 for 9 in 40.1 overs when reports last came in. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Home Minister Amit Shah chairs a review meeting on left-wing extremism in New Delhi, says lowest level of violence and deaths recorded in 2022 in last 4 decades. Relief and rescue operation in full swing in flood-affected Sikkim. Centre approves disaster assistance of around 45 crore rupees for the state. Iran's human rights activist Nargis Mohammadi awarded 2023 Nobel Peace Prize. In Hangzhou Asian Games in China, India's medal tally climbs to all-time high of 95, including 22 gold, 34 silver, 39 bronze. Indian men's hockey team wins gold. And in men's ODI World Cup, Pakistan sets a winning target of 287 before Netherlands at Hyderabad. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.